This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, Mike's side once more is horticulturist Ward Upham of K-State Research and Extension. And although you couldn't tell it by our recent weather, we are encroaching upon the fall season now. And in fact, those of you intending to seed or reseed a cool season lawn, that project, Ward tells us, can commence any time now. But as we've discussed many a time in the past, Ward, success in planting a cool season lawn in the fall is all about the preparation.
It is. You've got to have certain things in order for you to be successful. Good fertilization, use the proper rates, good seed-to-soil contact, and proper watering.
Let's take those up individually. The starter fertilization for a newly seeded cool season lawn. What is necessary here, typically?
So what you want to use is a starter fertilizer. Actually, anything with that second number, which is the amount of phosphorus, if it's higher than the other two, that's what you want. So just apply that according to the recommendations on the bag, and that will get the grass seed up a little bit quicker and get a good root system under it.
Seeding rates, that's a frequent question from homeowners as to just how thick to put that seed on.
Yes, and so for tall fescue, you're usually looking at 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Kentucky bluegrass, 2 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So knowing that and knowing how much area you need to cover, that can help you determine how much seed you actually need to buy. And good grass seed is not cheap, so that's something you really do need to know.
But as important as seeding rates, and maybe even more so, is that seed-to-soil contact. That has to be achieved.
That has to be achieved. If you just scatter seed on top of the soil, you're not going to have good luck. It has to have good seed-soil contact. The way you get that is what you use in order to seed. Really, my first choice is a slit seeder. And that is something that will dig furrows in the ground and drop the seed in one operation. Just be sure to go two ways. If you go one way, often you may get a skip or two. Go two ways, you're less likely to get that, and it will fill in quicker. Go about right angles to what you went the first time if you can. If you can't, just make sure it's not exactly the same way.
And if you can't somehow obtain a slit seeder, there's the verticutter as an alternative here.
That's right. Verticut has little blades that cut into the soil and, again, make furrows. And so you're going to verticut once, broadcast your seed, verticut a second time, again at different angles than we went the first time, and that should do it. It's a little more labor intensive just because you're doing two operations instead of one, but still it works well.
And yet one more tool that might be employed here, the core aerator, which is often used for overseeding a lawn. But if you're starting from scratch, this is a possibility as well?
Yes, you can. Especially useful if you're on a slope where you're afraid it's going to wash. Then core aerating helps hold that seed in place while it comes up. Or if you have a lawn that you're not tilling, but it is very compacted. If it's compacted, going over that with a core aerator about three times in different directions and then broadcasting your seed works well.
And then the next step is equally vital, and that is providing enough moisture at the outset for emergence.
That's right. Now, if you go at this time of year when it's so hot, you may be watering three times a day. Yeah. You're not watering deep. You're just keeping that surface of that soil moist so that seed can germinate. If you delay and go with your seeding operation later, you won't have to be that often. Maybe once a day, maybe once every couple of days, depending on what the weather is. But keep it moist, and then once it come up, don't stop watering. You can't do that. You have to gradually back off. And so you may go instead of every day, go every other day. The way to check that is to use your hand to push down on that new grass. If it springs right back up, it's got enough water. If it doesn't, if it stays laid down, then you need to get some water on it. So eventually you're going to get to the point where you're putting, where you're watering maybe once a week.
All right. Well, there are some guidelines on fall lawn seeding to keep in mind. And Ward, we always appreciate the input. Many thanks.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.